two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Again, we're at 71 with a cloudy sky. KSL's top story is developing news. The Wasatch Front Regional Council has voted in favor of a new transportation plan. It includes a gondola in Little Cottonwood Canyon. The vote happened just a few minutes ago, but we received a document hours ago with the council letterhead saying that the measure was passed. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is outside that meeting with details. Amy?
Jeff, this embargoed press release this morning read that it had passed. This is only a release, was the only release that Wasatch Front Regional Council sent to media, and the same piece of paper was handed out to reporters here at the door, making this whole meeting feel a bit staged, especially because there were dozens of public comments here at this meeting. But those people I spoke to here who commented in that meeting say they're unsurprised.
I don't even know why there was any public comment, to be honest, because they did not listen to us.
This now means the gondola is one step closer to becoming a reality, but several people here also say they're not going to stop fighting. Reporting live on the scene, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. It's back. The Delta Center sign is back up on the arena downtown. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was there. Some of the letters were hoisted into place.
First, crews screwing the word Delta into place, then the red and blue colors, then the word center, all to be lit after sunset.
I've been living in Salt Lake for over 30 years, and for me, I'm not sure it ever changed.
That's the sentiment of many a Jazz fans. One of the construction workers putting up those letters is named Brad.
I put the original ones up 25 or whatever years ago.
The building hasn't been called the Delta Center since 2006.
What does it feel like 25 years later?
I'm older.
The new letters are not the same ones from back then. New ones have been made. The court inside the arena will get rebranded in October. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Three more letters. KSL News Time 402, a credit rating agency putting the U.S. on notice as the country nears a default. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. agency putting credit on watch for a possible downgrade. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christopher says it's a red flag for lawmakers in Washington.
A downgrade would cause our interest rates to skyrocket here, and also it would raise the cost of issuing debt in this country.
President Biden working to reassure Americans that there will be no default on the national debt. The president says he and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are making progress.
The only way to move forward is with a bipartisan agreement, and I believe we'll come to an agreement that allows us to move forward and that protects the hardworking Americans of this country.
The two sides facing a June 1st deadline. The founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Following the sentencing, Rhodes lawyer Philip Linder had this reaction.
Of course, I wanted less. The prosecutors wanted more. But based on Judge Mehta's belief of what the facts show and his recitation of that yesterday and today, that was lower than what I thought Mehta would do.
The sentence, the longest so far in punishments for those found guilty of planning or participating in the attack. And a California man is free after serving 33 years in prison for a crime he did not commit.
I just knew that one day this was going to come. I'm just so grateful. I just thank God.
Daniel Sedano was convicted in 1989 for the attempted murder of six people in a Baldwin park. He was arrested and charged with a group of other defendants in what prosecutors at the time said was a gang-related shooting. Recently, the Los Angeles DA learned that one of the convicted men said he was not involved in the shooting in any way. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you look at the entire Memorial Day holiday weekend, today is the busiest day for air travel, and so far, so good.
Under 100 flights have been canceled in all of the U.S. on this busy day. That's extremely low compared to some days like in late December when thousands of flights were canceled per day. The Honolulu airport has had the most canceled flights of any U.S. airport today, and it's had only 8 canceled flights, mostly due to weather on Guam impacting flights heading there. United is the airline with the most canceled flights at 43.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. There have been 55 delayed flights into and out of Salt Lake City Airport today. It's not their busiest time of the year, but deer and other wildlife will be near the roads this weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Faith Eaton Jolly with the Division of Wildlife Resources says deer-related crashes peak around the mating season in the fall, but it's not uncommon to see them in the spring as they try to head back to the once barren tundra of the mountains. Faith says while you can see deer all over the place, it's pretty common to see them along Highway 6 and the intersection of I-80 and I-84.
That's KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Be extra careful in wooded areas of the state around sunrise and sunset. Don't swerve to avoid an animal, they say. If you hit one, move off the road, call for help. If you're planning to camp this holiday weekend, most campgrounds in Utah will be open, but not all of them.
The Rock Cliff area around the Nature Center at Jordan, now we've closed that off due to the high water levels in that area. The rail trail that connects Park City over to Colville by Echo, there's some sections there that have washed out. And then the Mormon Flats group site at East Canyon State Park is closed.
Devin Chavez from State Parks tells David Dujanovic most of the state's reservoirs are filling quickly with the melt-off. Also filling quickly, the roads this afternoon. Ricky Meese has first look traffic. What's going on?
I'm afraid we're at emergency traffic due to this crash with injuries in Murray, southbound I-15 prior to 4500 South. Now, I know some drivers are getting impatient, but they did have to hold back all traffic in order to get some of these vehicles moved all over to the right. But again, a right lane blocked and delays setting in. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And you'll find out why my life is pure misery in just a moment.
Hi, friends.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.